Hare Krishna.
Hey.
We welcome all of you affectionately to this Gaura Lila evening. It's a certain way of presenting the katha, the talk of Lord Gaura Sundara, which requires your active participation. At times I will request you to sing. Other times you will roll on the ground in ecstasy and call out Hari Hari. Maybe not exactly that, but something like this. Let me just see, do we have a translation? It's difficult to translate this. I think we all know English, isn't it? No, yes. Aranya English? No, Italian language is there. Maybe Krishna Rupa, you could do that in the corner. Why? Because there are devotees behind you who don't speak Italian but who will hear your voice. And then you can be really loud, you know. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, we should hear every day about the beautiful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And see, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, you find exactly the essence of our movement. You find inspirations which are helping you to know what is it actually that we are practicing. So, a certain mood, a certain understanding, a certain culture, a certain historic frame will appear as you listen to the wonderful pastimes. Today I would like to, I've prepared something for you, how the movement for Krishna consciousness was started really, and on what principle it is started. I saw even something by Srila Prabhupada. I'll include this. So, yes, we will a little bit understand the foundation of our movement, and it will give great happiness to our heart to see that. I think yesterday we felt great happiness when Tri Prabhu and Mandakini were talking about the early beginnings of the Hare Krishna movement, and we were laughing about the, let us say, the simplicity of expression. We were also seeing the tremendous amount of Guru Bhakti which came through these narrations. I very much remember how Tridas explained how we were sticking to Prabhupada, and once when he needed to go to some private place, our 50 devotees came with him. You know, we were so innocently attached to him. Or how Mandakini was talking about her friend Yutimayi and her interactions with Srila Prabhupada, and how he so so unpredictably reacted by sometimes asking ordinary questions, are you cold? And sometimes also giving you just the right name which Krishna had told him. So we will now go into something similar. It is the beginnings of the Hare Krishna movement 500 years ago. How was it then? And how was it there? And that's quite something also. So we will start with chanting.
Please play as softly as I can.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare
Hare
ask yourself, how did it all start? Maybe you have also asked yourself, what was the atmosphere of the early Chaitanya devotees? What were their moods? How did they feel? Well, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that in the beginning, this chanting was not something done for the public. In fact, the chanting of the early kirtans of Mahaprabhu took place behind closed doors. Only very intimate devotees were allowed. Not the brahmanas, not the craftsmen, not the perfume waller, not the milkmen down the road. No. Only a few, hand-picked, chosen few, were allowed to participate in the early kirtans. This chanting, says Krishnadas, in a very high ecstatic condition, was performed with the doors closed, so that non-believers who came to make fun of it could not gain entrance. This is the Adivina. Behind closed doors, people were forbidden. Restricted entry, you must stay outside, was something which Srivas Pandit often said in that time. For instance, to that brahmachari who wanted to come in, who was highly qualified in terms of austerity, but although he drank only a cup of milk a day, he had no bhakti. Why? This restriction. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati wrote in the year 1932, when most of you were in another life form. He wrote, the chanting is the simplest thing possible. The only condition is that the name has to be chanted in the company of a saint. If there is no saint there, there is no name, as the name only makes its appearance on the lips of his bona fide devotees. So how? We find that those who are not really chanting with bhakti, they don't really chant the real holy name. They get only a reflection, a shadow of it. We sometimes experience this when a kirtan leader sings kirtan with bhakti. Woohoo, it's something else than if a kirtan leader sings kirtan without bhakti and only for the rhythm and the melody. So Mahaprabhu wanted to train his devotees. He wanted to say, purity is the force. No, that's what we always say. Let's first train or chant the kirtan with those who are qualified. This was the beginning. Later, when his devotees were qualified, he opened the kirtan to the streets, to the many houses, to the public places, even to the court of the Muslim rulers. Yes, his devotees would tell Qazis who were known to persecute the devotees. His devotees would go in the midst of the night, 12 o'clock, Gadadak, banged at the door of the Qazi, the cruel killer of Muslims, of Hindus, sorry. And he said, you are not chanting, you are sleeping. Why are you wasting your time?
The cat is
very tired. He said, Gadara, Gadara, tomorrow I will chant Hare Krishna. Oh, said Gadara, you have just now started your chanting. You said, tomorrow I will chant Hare Krishna. This continue now. This is better for you. Yes, his devotees were bold. They brought the name to every place and every individual. But in the beginning, Mahaprabhu wanted to keep it closed. He wanted the doors to be closed. Like in an engine where you keep the benzene, the fuel, the combustion restricted for power. Purity needs to be there to bring a movement forward. Let me backstep a little bit. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been a scholar. He was known as the arrogant, Nimai Pandi. Devotees were fearing him. When he would come on the street, he would entangle the devotees in really useless arguments. For instance, he would stop one and say, what is your definition of moksha? Then the devotee would say something. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, how can you say something so naive? Have you not read in the scriptures this point? The devotee said, okay, I give in, this point is right, just let me move on. I need to wash my vegetables. No. You made a great mistake by agreeing to my point. I was just testing you. It's not this point which is correct. It's another point. See? Okay. No, it's not C, it's D. Okay. Just let me go. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be like this. In German, we would say, ein schrecklicher Rechthaber. So, but then he went to Gaya. He took his initiation into the Gopal Mantra, and when he returned and saw his relatives, he was a changed person. He would not discuss any longer on logic, grammar. He would only like to talk about Krishna. There was a meeting in the house of Shuklambara Das Brahmachari. Mahaprabhu had returned. He had talked to his relatives. And then he had said to Srinivas, I have something that I only want to tell it amongst your people, the devotees. Tell everyone, I will reveal my heart in the house of Shuklambara Das Brahmachari. The house of Shuklambara Das Brahmachari was a straw house which stood at the banks of the river Ganga. It's a very simple place. Shuklambara lived, he did his spiritual practice up till noontime, and then he begged from seven houses a little rice, and he ate that. He was really poor. When the time came where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to arrive at the house, all the devotees had been informed. They sat in the house of Shuklambara Das Brahmachari, wondering what will happen, you know. It's almost as if our temple president, Krishna Prema Rupa, comes back from America and is totally ecstatic and jumps on his table in the Zurich temple and says, enough of this boring management, let's chat. And you say, oh, well, please explain yourself, what happened to you in America? So the devotees also saw that there was something in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu which is which was extraordinary, which was ecstatic. And when they heard that he wanted to tell them what had changed his mind, they all came to the house of Shukla Bara, ready to listen to the news. So what they saw, as they sat there, after some time they heard, "Harul!" And then they went out, they saw in the distance, Gauranga Mahaprabhu was like this with his arms up, the long flowing hair was everywhere. And he chanted and danced, and sometimes he fell on the ground in ecstasy. Then he collected himself, lifted himself up, and chanted and danced and continued. In this way, he saw how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took much time to arrive. And then he sat down and he talked to the devotees. These are his words. "I was in Gaya and I took my sacred initiation from Ishwarapuri. There I had seen the footprint of Lord Vishnu and I was very moved. And I wanted to return to Navadvip and I came through a village called Kanai Natashala." And then he started to get ecstatic and tremble. He saw. Kanai Natashala, you must see, if here's the Ganga, Gauranga Mahaprabhu was traveling this road. And on the other side is a little place. It's called Kanai Natashala. Even today when you go, it's in thick jungle, I mean really thick jungle. You see leopards still there. It's really something. Wild elephants. And the people who live there nowadays are usually criminals who are, many are those who have escaped from the police. It's really a wild place. So Mahaprabhu was crossing the Ganga and then he described what he saw. "When I came out of the Ganga, on the banks I saw a beautiful boy, blackish like a tamarind tree. His enchanting curly hair was decorated with fresh gunja." These are berries which are red, they have a black thing there. It looks really beautiful. Then he described the head of this person was decorated with a colorful peacock feather. And all over his body he had jewels which were so brilliant that I couldn't see him properly. In his head there was an enchanting flute, and when he moved with his lotus feet there was an attractive sound." Much more attractive, by the way. "On his chest I saw a spiral of white hair, the Srivatsa sign. And he wore a Kustuba gem, that's a ruby in the shape of a calf. His yellow garments were so nicely wrapped around him." And then he described he had earrings the shape of sharks, and when he moved his head, these earrings were just moving and put a very nice golden glow on his blackish cheeks. He smiled, and then he embraced me, and then he ran away. So who can understand? Lord Chaitanya became more and more ecstatic. And as he said, and then he ran away, he just fell on the ground and started to cry. For 6 hours he cried, and the earth was becoming muddy. And at one stage, everyone heard this noise. When they looked around, it was a pillar. You know, Gadadha had stood there in hiding. It was a loose pillar. And he felt, when Lord Chaitanya said, and then he ran away, he felt so much moved that he went down to the ground with the pillar and made this bang. And, oh, Gadadha, nice to see you. The devotees quickly picked him up and they all chanted, Krishna, Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna!
And then they pacified him and brushed the dust from his body. Now this is typical for Krishna. When you will see Krishna, my dear devotees, it will be a scenario like this. You will be hopefully in this lifetime stand there, and all of a sudden Krishna will come into your perception. First, be obvious here, the first thing is you smell an amazing fragrance. Then you hear the anchor bells. Actually, it's first you hear the anchor bells. And it's so sweet that you stop everything else. You just do not feel attraction to anything else. You become so mad with eagerness that you hear the sound, that all your everything in you is becoming like an ear. So then the Lord, finally you see him, and what he usually does is he smiles at you, but that's not like a Swiss smile or a German smile. It's so full of love and compassion that you forget everything, and you will rush forward to embrace the Lord, but the Lord will escape you and you will run after him. Your consciousness is only there for Krishna. You have forgotten your problems, your partnership problems, your eating problems. You are just only with Krishna, and so on. This is described in many works like Madhurya Kadambini and Brihad Bhagavatamrita. How to describe Krishna's beauty? It's only, you know, let us imagine the coward boys go through the forest of Vrindavan, and for a moment Krishna disappears behind one of the trees, you know, as he naturally goes. And the coward boys become, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? This momentary absence is totally fulfilling them with the desire to meet Krishna. So the Lord, when he could not remain calm, he continuously cried and said, where is Krishna?
Where is Krishna?
Where is Krishna?
Where is Krishna?
Yeah, I hope one day we will say that from the heart. Huh? And Lord Chaitanya became very humble. Everyone, he looked, is everything all right? Because they had just cried for 6 hours and now he was shouting, where is Krishna? Everyone was fully, yes, this is the real life. Crying and shouting, where is Krishna? That's the real thing. And they said, we are indeed blessed because you have made us most fortunate with your company. We are all dependent on you now. Please lead us in kirtan. Our bodies are burning from the fiery words of the atheists in Switzerland and Germany. Oh, sorry. We can't hear this nonsense talk any longer, which is devoid of you, Krishna. Please relieve us with the cool waters of your love. So, Lord Chaitanya heard this and was very, very, he pacified all the devotees. He said, yes, we will do kirtan, but where? Then one special devotee came forward and offered his house. Do you know his name? Srivas Pandit. Now, at that time, to do kirtan was really a statement. People were forbidden to do kirtan. I'm reminded of the Moscow, of the time of the where the devotees were persecuted in Soviet. When you were caught doing kirtan, you were taken to the interrogator, your cloth was taken away from you, and you were forced to sit down on a bottle of glass which would tear your inside apart. It was really a torture which was given to you. So this was also the reaction of the foreign government at that time. They did not want that in their eyes, Hinduism would spread and gain strength, because they did fear that their control would be broken. Maybe you have heard in China there were 100 million Falun Gong, it's a Qigong movement, and the Communistic Party had only 61 million. So the communists went after all these peaceful Qigong practitioners, and they slaughtered them. They took out while they were alive the organs and sold them. Maybe your friend has one of these organs. You know, it's really, really, governments can be so cruel when they fear that their control is broken. And this was the time. So when Srivas said, come all in my house, let us do kirtan, he risked not only his own life, but the life of his family. We have to see. Therefore, Srivas Pandit is always remembered amongst us devotees as the most magnanimous personality. He saw the movement of Gauranga grow. So, and there the kirtan was started. I would like to read to you now an eyewitness account of what the kirtan was like. In the evening, the devotees would walk down the Ganga. They looked like lions, so strong. And they came into the house of Srivas Pandit. It was more a court. There were four houses and a big courtyard. And then the Lord started the kirtan. Would you like to understand how the Lord looked?
Yes.
Why? So, sorry, I'm just curious. The figure of the Lord was immersed in the joy of the chant, and it's indescribable. He trembled in every limb. Even 100 persons cannot relieve his shivering in the least by any kind of help. Hundreds of streams flow from his eyes. His body looked like a golden jackfruit through the intensity of horripilation. Maybe if some of us have taken jackfruit, they have these, you know, they look like little gaumen, you know, when you open your mouth. Before the throat, there's this little thing coming down. So a jackfruit has hundreds of these little things So his body looked like imagine, he indulges in laughter at short intervals, and then again, and then again, does many other pranks. He often falls down because he's so joyful, and he does this for a full quarter of the day. Let's divide 24 hours by 4. What is it? 6, no? 6 hours he dances, just boom, and laughs. Even while he is conscious to the eternal world, he doesn't talk anything else than about Krishna. And then he used to call out so loud, "Hi, yes, much louder, and it was so loud that it would destroy the eardrums of anyone who would hear it, but because of his inner energy he protected the eardrums that they were not splitting. Hopefully I don't chase anybody away of you, because it's really ecstasy is ecstasy. His lips became sometimes soft as butter. So there are many descriptions, but one thing, he would repeat again and again a very nice shloka. Amunyadani dinatarani hare tvat alokanam antarena anata bandhu karunaika sindhu ahanta anta katam nayami. O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O only friend of the helpless, you are the only ocean of mercy. Because I have not met you, my inauspicious days and nights have become unbearable. I do not know how I shall pass the time. O only Lord of my heart, you are the Lord of the helpless. My dear devotees, Krishna comes to those who have no other shelter than him. In fact, he comes only to those who have given up all other false shelters. So that verse Mahaprabhu was chanting again and again and again. I request you now to enter a little kirtan, just to see if you can bring your mind away from the many insignificant things which may be there, and enter into the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. No, we need the other. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Have you ever felt?
Yeah, this is kirtan stopping.
You have been in a kirtan for a few hours and you thought, I wish it's over soon. Have you ever felt that?
No, of course not.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted at the beginning for a few hours, but one night he called all the devotees together and said, don't stop the chanting. It's a little bit like we are reminded of Arjuna. Arjuna was practicing bow shooting the whole day, but he stopped when the evening came because you can't see really in the evening. Now one day, it was evening, he sat in his tent. There was a flame before him, it was already dark, and he ate his evening meal. While he was eating, a wind came into the tent and opened the tent and blew out the light. And Arjuna was there in the darkness, you know, with his meal in front of him. And what he found out is something which maybe you have also found out. One can also eat in the darkness. He continued eating. And when he finished his meal, he had a realization. He thought, that's far out. I used to stop when it became dark. But now I know I used to stop practicing archery or shooting with a bow. But now I found out it's possible to continue, even in the darkness, to eat. Why can I not continue to practice archery? And from that day on, his practice did not end when the night came, but he practiced throughout the night because he had a glowing yes for bow shooting. It was the most important thing for him because he must have known that there was an upcoming conflict between the Pope Gauravas and the Pandavas, and he needed to be prepared. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also had the same logic. Darkness comes, but why should we stop? Why, in fact, should we stop the chanting for anything? Can you understand this logic? My dear devotees, I know it's hard, especially when your back hurts, your legs hurt, and your mind hurts, and you only want to eat and sleep, and the kirtan is still going on, and this kirtan leader apparently has not seen the wristwatch, and he continues, and so on. But don't stop. There is Lord Chaitanya never said we should stop kirtan. Because when you do this, there will be something will happen to you, which is very wonderful. You will hear the holy name even when you don't make a conscious effort to chant him. Haven't we all experienced this, for instance, in the Radha Desh Mellows? We go to bed and it goes on, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. And we still continue the chanting, huh? Because somehow it's called the Anahata Shabda, the sound which you don't make. And that's when the holy name has appeared in your heart. There are devotees who don't stop. Prabhupada has written about this. He said about a japa. Who says you should stop the 16 hours? Who said? Who said you should stop the 64 hours? Who? The idea is of Krishna consciousness to have Krishna always by the side. And of course, we need to practice this. At the beginning, we need to forcefully chant, but after some time, when the taste appears, then we should continue. And in Lord Chaitanya's time, the taste was there because he was the Lord. What I would like to say or confer today in this Gaura Lila Katha is the mood in which this movement was started. Can you express it in three words? I know that's a little difficult, but maybe some of you remember. Three words. You only need to know three words to be in the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yeah, that is kirtan. Yes, Sadahari. Always do chanting. That's very nice. Three words. Wonderful. Thank you. But I was thinking of the English word. Where is pizza? No, that's not right. Where is
Krishna?
You know everything. You know everything. That's the basis. Prabhupada once spoke about the Goswamis in Vrindavan. They were simply feeling separation, Prabhupada said. They lived in Vrindavan, but they never said, last night I saw Krishna dancing. They never said this. Rather they said, Krishna and the gopis, Radharani, where are you all? Where are you? Are you near Govardhan Hill or on the bank of the river Jamuna? Where are you? This is called bhajan or devotion and separation. We should increase our aspiration in this way more and more. That is required. That asha, that hope, that expectation will lead us to the topmost platform of devotion. And he said another time in his books, Chaitanya, in the Adi Lila, those under the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can understand that his mode of worship of the Supreme Lord Krishna in separation is the real worship of the Lord. You know, we think we have this problem or that problem or still another problem. And we are so absorbed in trying to solve these problems that we never pay attention to the real problem, that we miss Krishna. Therefore this where is Krishna, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought from this little place on the bank of the Ganga, where the wild animals are, this Kanai Natashala, where he saw Krishna for just a moment and then wanted to have him back. That is the mode or the mood of chanting. I would like to chant with you now for 5 minutes. Yes, 5 minutes, 6 minutes.
Why stop?
We have one get up here. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. As the retreat goes on, we are coming to the little issues which we have, the little deine Themen, wie man Schweizerdeutsch, glaube ich, sagt, also deine Themen, sagt man auf Deutsch, your issues. That's good. We need to go through this, through them, leave them behind. Let's not forget this coming together means also to become free of attachments, to see something new, to be ready also for something new, something better, something which is more alive, which is more precious. And for that, a little polishing of the heart needs to be done. And wherever you take out the sweep, the broom, the besen, and rest assured, the dust will come up. That's good. So, please keep on. I like very much in this retreat that the attendance is more than in previous retreats. You come to the different programs and you relish Krishna consciousness more and more. We are here on a boat together, and we cross the ocean together. So let's drive some more tomorrow. And I wish you good dreams in the night. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.